Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions to boost railway infrastructure. The participants are Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today approved 4 multi-tracking projects of railways covering 18 districts in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Chhattisgarh, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 894 kilometers. The total estimated costs of the project is ₹24,634 crore, and it is to be completed by 2030-31. To discuss the various aspects of this development, this major initiative of the government, we have with us senior journalist Vijay Kranti. A warm welcome to you on Akashwani.
Thank you.
Mr. Kranti, before we start the discussion, let's just go across and listen to Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, what he's telling us about the significance of today's date and the important decision which has been taken by the cabinet today.
आज के दिन ही माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने पहली बार हेड ऑफ गवर्नमेंट के हिसाब से शपथ ली थी और उसके 24 वर्ष पूरे हुए हैं 24 इयर्स एज हेड ऑफ अ गवर्नमेंट पहले प्रदेश की सेवा और अब राष्ट्र की सेवा जो एक लंबा अनुभव है उस अनुभव का देश को लाभ मिल रहा है तो आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण कैबिनेट में रेलवे के 4 बड़े प्रोजेक्ट अप्रूव हुए हैं
So, Mr. Kranti, what would you say, you know, these 4 projects, multi-tracking projects on the 7 major corridors of the country, expanding the existing network, taking them to 4 tracks, what is the significance of it? What is the rationale behind it?
If you look at geographically about this region where these new projects have been sanctioned, it's Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Chhattisgarh. And this is, if you look at the Indian map, this is covering the central India, which means that all railway traffic which is going across India, whether it is from north and now it starts from Srinagar to railway has to travel up to in the south, any area, or railway line, railway traffic from Gujarat to West Bengal or Odisha or to Northeast or in any direction. You know, these trains have to pass through this region. So, which means that this is that concentrated area where the railway traffic is going to be more concentrated than the rest of India. And that is why you will see that, for example, from Wardha to Bhusawal, along 314 kilometers, there will be third and fourth line is going to be laid. In Gondia to Dongargarh, it will be fourth line for 84 kilometers. And Vadodara to Ratlam are going to have third and fourth lines for 259 kilometers. And from Itarsi, Bhopal, Bina on this section, there is going to be a fourth line for 237 kilometers. So this means that these lines are third or fourth, which means there are already 2 railway lines already functional, which shows that the capacity of railway needed to be increased because there is more traffic. Now there is more industrial activity. There is more movement of raw material, of finished products. And railway is naturally becoming a more popular method because of being, number one, economic, and then because of speed, and then its capacity to carry a lot of material. So railway is gaining popularity among the industry and business. So that is why there is increase in movement of traffic, whether it is passengers or it is materials. So this means that there is more pressure on the central area where there is more traffic. That is why we are going to have third and fourth lines in this area. That explains why we needed more lines in this area.
Absolutely. So before we discuss in more detail about the benefits that will accrue from this project, let's listen in to what Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said about the various benefits that will accrue.
39 underpasses. Bada project hai, 237 kilometers route length. Is project se bhi tourism connectivity bahut sari hai. Udaygiri Cave se, Satpura Tiger Reserve se, Panchmadi hai. Is sari jagah connect hoti hai. Aur 15 million ton cargo saal ka add hoga. Aur 32 crore किलोग्राम्स कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड बचती है इस प्रोजेक्ट से 1.3 करोड़ ट्रीज प्लांट करें उसके बराबर का ये प्रोजेक्ट है मतलब 1.3 करोड़ ट्रीज प्लांट करने से जितना एनवायरमेंटल बेनिफिट होता है, CO2 बचता है, उतना ही इस प्रोजेक्ट से CO2 कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड बचता है। और 6.4 करोड़ लीटर डीजल हर साल बचेगा, 719 करोड़ देश की लॉजिस्टिक्स कॉस्ट बचेगी। आप देख रहे हो जैसे जैसे रेलवे के प्रोजेक्ट्स आ रहे हैं वैसे वैसे देश की लॉजिस्टिक्स कॉस्ट कम होती जा रही है।
दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट विच दी Minister told us about the, he spoke specifically about ITRC Bhopal Bina fourth line and also the overall picture if we see of these four projects. Can you tell us what kind of benefits we'll have in freight traffic going up and the reduce of oil imports, reduction of diesel usage and lower CO2 emissions?
Let's talk these two aspects which Minister has underlined. Number one is the environment. And second is the popularity of the tourist areas. As far as environment is concerned, one thing, railway has a great advantage over other systems. If you are moving your goods via road, which means you are going to use trucks or bigger lorries, that means they are going to consume diesel, which is obviously going to add to carbon emissions. And whereas railways, they are functioning mainly on electricity, so which means there is hardly any pollution. Honorable Minister gave details about the ITRC Bhopal Bina railway line. And I was, just before that, I was calculating about the rest three also. So in total, if you see, if when these railway line expansions are complete, the impact will be, they are going to carry more additional 7 crore 80 lakh tons of cargo every year, in addition to what is happening today. And which means, if you had used the road transport, then you would have consumed more than 28 crore liter of oil only for this part of transportation, and which would have resulted into more than almost 140 crore kilograms of carbon dioxide, which is really very huge amount. So if you calculate it in terms of environment, so you will be saving carbon dioxide, which otherwise 6 crore new trees would have saved for you. So that shows that this project of expansion of railway lines is not only good for business, not only good for people's movement, not only good for tourism, it is going to make a very big difference to environment also. And the other side is the movement of, the impact on tourism. We have the areas which are going to be now become more attractive and more reachable. For example, Sanchi, Satpura Tiger Reserve, rock shelters of Bhimbetka, Hazara Falls, and Naugaon National Park. You know, these are some of those projects which will become more accessible to people. And these are all popular ones. So which means there will be increase in tourism. And increase in tourism does not only mean people go and enjoy. It adds to the local economy. And I think more than that, it adds to the national integration.
The connectivity is also being enhanced to approximately, 3,633 villages, which have a population of about 85.84 lakh, and also two aspirational districts, Vidisha and Rajnandgaon. So you feel that the inclusive approach of the government is visible here also, and this will also give impetus to vocal for local, giving impetus to small enterprises, small industries?
Just see the impact. When a new road comes to a village, a village which has been deprived of a good road, and suddenly it gets a new road. What happens? The farmer living in that area, even if he or she has a small farm or growing some vegetables or some fruits, they suddenly find that the things which are either going to rot or not just consumed partially and then there was hardly any use for those products, they now find that even by using a single motorcycle, a farmer can take 40, 50 and more kilogram of vegetables and can go to the next town 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers away within next 1 hour and sell all those things and come back with some extra money. So which adds to not only the economics of that family, it adds to their self-respect. It adds to their social status. It adds to their ambitions. So these products, just imagine I spoke of only a road, and when there is railway lines passing through a region and there is so much of transportation, that impact will be enormous. And you just spoke of those two, Vidisha and Rajnandgaon, which are aspirational districts, which means which are looking for development. For them, it will be a miracle because now you have very fast coming up economic zones all across India, and where there is industrial activity, where there is production, where the industry needs raw material from other parts of the country, where they want to send their finished products to other parts of the country, and they need fast movement. And so these are going to add to that.
So Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also told us about how this is a part of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan and the strides made by India in building infrastructure in the last few years.
Makes us second largest cargo carrying railway at 1.6 billion tons. Isme bahut bada role Gati Shakti cargo terminals ka raha. Ye sare multimodal cargo terminals hain. Isme ab tak 116 cargo terminals कमीशन हो गए हैं एंड 277 और अभी अप्रूवल में आगे कमीशनिंग में कंस्ट्रक्शन में चल रहे हैं. फ्रेट कॉरिडोर भी कंप्लीट हुआ 2741 किलोमीटर. ओवरऑल कई जगह लेटेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग करके, जैसे ये एक ऑपरेशन कंट्रोल सेंटर है, तीन जगह बन चुका है. प्रधानमंत्री जी की ऐतिहासिक थर्ड टर्म में इंफ्रा, जो कि हमारे देश की नींव बनता है.
So you think that with the advance of technology and with the focused approach of the government, where when any proposal is approved, it is immediately put into implementation, targets are set, deadlines are set. You know, he talked about detailed project reports accompanying each project. You think this intent of completing projects on time, that is a very, very important aspect of infrastructure building that we are seeing in recent times?
One of those very outstanding aspects. This time we see that there is a very integrated approach towards implementation of projects. You know, this Gati Shakti project, which you said, which is National Plan for Multinodal Connectivity. Just imagine, the Prime Minister announced this Gati Shakti project on 15th of August in 2021. And only less than 3 months after that, on 13th October, it started implemented. And you know, it has more than 16 ministries which were otherwise working in silos. Now, these 16 plus ministries are working integrally. There is a platform, joint digital platform, which is supported by even the Space Department, where the progress of each department is known to every concerned ministry, and they know when their role comes, which not only gives speed to these projects, which also makes it economic and makes these projects viable. So Gati, this, all the announcements today, I would say these are only a part of the ongoing Gati Shakti project. And this project has, I was going through their records, in 5 years, they have already renewed 200 old railway stations into new terminals. And their target is to have 300 new railway terminals all across India. I'm only giving you one example, which shows significance of the Gati Shakti program.
Vijayji, thank you so much for throwing light on the various aspects of the crucial cabinet decision taken today, how it will affect the common man, the industry and the entire Indian economy.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions to boost railway infrastructure. The participants were Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.